Our panel is going to discuss healthcare deal trends and considerations primarily focused on the hospital side, including hospital joint ventures, sales, mergers, and acquisitions of other hospitals, as well as hospital alignment transactions and strategies with physicians and physician practices. We're going to discuss what deal structures we are seeing and what factors are being considered by boards and other decision makers on whether or not a deal should or can be done. As many of us have seen or heard, over the last several years has been a significant increase in transaction activity, including extremely large deals in the hospital sector. Jay is going to give us an overview of how this activity has been growing and changing. Next, Jamie is going to drill down into the different types of joint venture structures and considerations among hospitals. And Gary is then going to discuss physician transaction trends with hospitals and specific structures being employed and considerations with each. So we're going to start with Jay. Jay, what trends are you seeing in current hospital M&A activity, and what are some of the drivers of these activities?
Good morning, and thanks for letting us be here with you this morning. I have picked up a bit of a cold, so my low register voice has even dropped lower. My kids call this my Barry White voice, so just imagine it's Barry White up here, but I'm not going to sing, which is a really good thing. So when we look at deal activity these days, we are seeing substantial M&A activity. It feels that way, and some of the reported data reflects that. Irving Levin Associates, which tracks M&A activity in the healthcare industry, reports that M&A activity in healthcare was up 18% last year, with a number of deals, 752 reported transactions, with a deal volume of approximately $62 billion.